Hey guys, welcome back to Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 106, and I'm here with Rylan.
As always.
The usual.
Yeah, it's called Two Brothers Gaming Podcast for a reason.
That's right.
But again, before this episode starts, join our Discord. Been stuck.
20 members.
Same amount of members. 28th of February.
It's crazy. So, ridiculous.
Over 16,000 of you guys listen per week, and you can't join a link in the description.
What's a Discord?
What the crap's a Discord? Never heard.
All right. Until Dawn release date.
Okay, so I know this game came out back in 2015. I didn't hear anything about it. Remake though.
Yeah.
But it's I can tell. the Until Dawn remake for the PlayStation 5 and PC has at last received an official release date of October 4th of 2024. In 2015, Supermassive Games released its breakout title, the horror game Until Dawn. Which tells the story of 8 young adults fighting for their lives on Blackwood Mountain earlier this year. A PlayStation State of Play live stream, Sony made the announcement that the remake of Until Dawn, built in Unreal Engine 5 by Ballistic Moon, would be released in fall of 2024. Ballistic Moon worked on the update, or worked to the update, Until Dawn's cinematic storytelling, utilization of Unreal Engine 5 to improve the game's core graphics, enhance the visuals, rather than releasing the Until Dawn on the PS5 and PC as a remastered. Ballistic Moon has rebuilt the Until Dawn experience and offered a new perspective, as well as give character models, environments, and animations a more seamless modern feel. Unreal Engine 5 has been used to, relight the entire game and focus on rendering a more immersive and modern horror adventure. So yeah, it comes out October 4th of this year. So 2 months.
Yeah, and it makes sense because it's a horror game, so it makes sense for it to come out in October around Halloween.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's pretty cool. It says here, the pre-orders for it's going to be available August 21st. So in 4 days, you can get pre-orders at the time of recording. So
yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
All right. Activision shuts down a major Modern Warfare mod.
That's a Modern Warfare mod because I never even didn't really hear anything because I don't pay attention to COD.
The original Modern Warfare.
Oh.
Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare.
Oh, why'd they shut that down, Graf?
Well, because, they remade Modern Warfare back when Infinite Warfare came out, so I guess they're mad that people were going to play this instead of that. I don't know.
Retard. Infinite Warfare is lost anyway. But
I didn't mind
I anticipated it. I hated it.
I didn't like Advanced. Advanced Warfare was trash, but Infinite Warfare.
I was a campaign of it. Campaign of Advanced
Warfare. Campaign was really good, but
everything else is kind of
washed.
Yeah. But I got here. The highly anticipated mod for Call of Duty Modern Warfare Remastered was, canceled shortly. It's a dinosaur.
Just his head ripped off.
What the crap, Zachary, dude? That's rough.
Right, you can continue.
The highly anticipated mod for Call of Duty Black Ops, not Black Ops, that gone. Call of Duty Modern Warfare Remastered was canceled shortly before launch because the developers received a cease and a desist letter from Activision. The mod team revealed that in a post on X, formerly known as Twitter. The day before that launch, it was shutting down the whole endeavor. It says here, this is the tweet itself, Today, our team members received a cease and a desist order on behalf of Activision Publishing in relation to the H2M mod project. We are complying with this order and shutting down all operations immediately and permanently, the post reads. It says here, Digital Trends reached out to Activision for a comment, and we'll update the story when it gives a response. They might have put the update on. No, they didn't.
So okay. I thought it was a mod of Modern Warfare Call of Duty 4, but it's a mod of... It is a mod for Call of Duty Modern Warfare 1, but it's to be a Modern Warfare 2 2009 revival mod. So you have to own Call of the Modern Warfare Remastered in order... Or you would have if they wanted to shut it down. You would have had to own Modern Warfare Remastered in order to get this mod to... They'd add, like, Modern Warfare 2 2009 maps to it. So it'd be like using Modern Warfare Remastered to get Modern Warfare 2 Remastered.
Yeah.
Sounds confusing as crap, but it makes sense if you think about it.
If you think about it.
But... Yeah, it's stupid that they would shut that down.
For what? Like, what's the reason really for it, though? They didn't give us really a reason.
Didn't they remaster Modern Warfare 2 2009, like, just the multiplayer maps or something a couple years ago? When Modern Warfare 2 came out?
What they did with Modern Warfare 2, they literally, they got, like, rust and all,
like,
that.
Old maps.
They updated it.
They didn't remaster the whole game like they did Modern Warfare 1 back when Infinite Warfare came out. It was just the multiplayer maps.
Yeah. So I don't get why they're so butthurt on getting rid of this mod.
I don't know. And that's another thing, though. Don't announce your mods.
Yeah.
Out in the open.
That's dumb.
That's how they get shut down. Like, I know you have to announce it in some way in order to get it,
but maybe
people
use
to play
a code
it.
Or something. Don't just say, oh, Call of Duty mod. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, maybe just go on Reddit or something, say something, not
just say,
put it out on a website and, you know, stuff like your own website.
Don't just put it on Twitter and crap where you know
Activision will be looking.
Oh crap, a mod here. We're going to be,
because there's a whole lot of mods and stuff on Reddit that don't get taken down, especially sometimes they do, but it's because somebody else leaked them. Like, they don't get taken down right away if they're on Reddit, because not a lot of big companies use Reddit. Almost every single one of them use Twitter. So
Twitter's the main thing. So
I don't use Twitter, but
I haven't. I don't use it.
So yeah, that
still
sucks.
Twitter. I don't post on my Twitter.
I don't post on anything.
Yeah, I should just post on YouTube when he can.
I need to. I have ideas for videos. I just don't have time.
I have ideas. I'm just too lazy. Plus, I kind of can whenever I don't have money.
Yeah. All right. Fortnite is back on the iPhone with a whole app store in tow. I don't know what that is, but
in tow.
On the way, I guess. I don't know. That's just what the article says. In tow.
I think it might. Yeah, in tow. But I seen this talk and I was like, wait, what the crap? And then I seen EU. I'm like,
yeah, it's only available in Europe. So if you're in the United States or anywhere else, you cannot get it yet.
We'll see when time comes. But since Fortnite is finally back on iOS, just over 4 years after Apple booted it from the iOS App Store. I remember when they did that. I got mad.
I remember the day it happened.
I liked playing mobile on my iPad. Even though it was only 30 FPS... still like
yeah
it says here, but it's only available in the EU. The game is launching today on a, you know, both a new iPhone version of the Epic Game Store throughout Old Store Pal and another third-party app store. I guess that's what they mean by app store in tow, like more than just one.
Oh, maybe. Okay, maybe.
I don't know. I don't know what tow
means. I have no idea. That's just what the article said. I don't know.
No. It says that the Epic Game Store is also launching today. Obviously not today. It's been a few days ago, or 2 days ago, or something like that. It also launched for Android users worldwide. The launch follows years of allegations between Epic and Apple. I can't believe this crap lasted 4 years.
It's ridiculous, honestly. I know. What was the last season on iPhones? What, season
the
four?
Only reason it was... No, it was a chapter two,
chapter
season
two's...
three.
Was it season three?
Yeah, because I remember, because they had the... It was whenever the map was flooded.
I thought it was when Iron Man was on there.
I wish I could play mobile in that. I love that season.
Season was kind of washed, but I like the primal season. It. Season two.
I like
chapter
primal
two.
Was washed.
No, it was the best season.
I hated
the Raptors. Guns. Oh, I love those things.
I like the bows, but I didn't like the guns.
The guns the were shotgun. Actually good.
I didn't like them. I did. But it says here, as well as, you know, regulatory changes, and by the EU's Digital Market Act, you know, which forced Apple to, you know, allow alternate app stores. So yeah, Apple didn't want Epic to have their own app store for payment purchases. So that's literally why this whole thing happened, because both companies are like, mainly Apple. Apple was being a bit greedy. Because
they
were both greedy. But Apple just did it for no reason. They could have just like, okay, they could have like made a
agreement.
Well,
the thing is, like, Apple keeps 30% of purchases on the App Store. And Epic was like, oh, I don't want you to keep 30%. Even though every other app developer that has an app on the iPhone does that.
Yeah, it's dumb. Like, literally, you've made millions, actually, probably...
You know how much money they lost for taking Fortnite off of the App Store and off of Google Play Store? They've lost a lot of money in the 4 years.
I talked about this in my podcast last night.
They've lost millions of dollars.
They lost, like, I think it was, like, $740 million or more.
Yeah,
it was ridiculous. It was a ridiculous amount of money.
You know how much V-Bucks or skins people would have bought in that amount of time in 4 years off your iPhone or Android device?
Yeah, it's a lot.
And they were worried about 30%.
Well, 30%. You still get 70%. Like...
Yeah,
30% is not that much if you think about it.
Like, as much money as you're racking out from Fortnite, you can lose 30%.
Yeah, that's not much at all.
Epic
stuff. What about the guy? Yeah. it says here...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Allo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/try.
EU's Digital Markets Act, you know, which forced Apple to allow alternate apps on the App Store, as I said, plans to, you know, eventually bring its own Aptoid iOS store to the EU and one on the Android. I don't know why it says the. And it says in a blog post that, you know, we look forward to bringing our games to other stores around the world, but not the U.S. Through the U.S. No one likes the U.S.
No. But you can play Fortnite on your phone, if Android or iPhone, also, if you have Xbox Android, Cloud.
Actually, on the newer Android tablets and stuff, you can play Fortnite like how you used to be able to play on Android. But you can't do it with, like, the other...
I know you can't download stuff. It from the Google Play Store. We're sure discontinuing the Google Play Store altogether here soon, if they haven't already. But, yeah.
For what?
I don't know.
Just said, yeah, you know where you get your apps at?
Just add that to a list of things that Google abandons. They usually abandon every single thing they come out with, like the Stadia, like everything they come out with, they pretty much abandon eventually.
Yeah.
Except for the website.
They said, yeah, you know the app where you get all your apps at? We're just going to get rid of it.
Which, Android, you don't have to have that, because you can sideload apps, like download the APKs and stuff. But
yeah, still, I think it's kind of dumb.
Still, that's a convenient, easy way for people to download their apps. But
yeah, it says here, Fortnite's final return to iOS in Europe. You're going to be able to, it says here, install the Epic Game Store on your iPhone, update to iOS 17.6 or later. This conflicts with Epic's own FAQ. It seems the game store can be installed on iPhones running iOS 17.4 or later. Nevertheless, the revived iOS version of Fortnite is launching just in time for the new theme season, the new Marvel one, which is pretty nice. So it's out and stuff. But
it's not bad.
Yeah, it says here, there's a QR code on Epic Games' website, a pop-up appearing to say, install the Epic Games Store on your iPhone. So, like, if you go on the Epic Games website, or maybe the launcher too, I don't know, you can scan a QR code on your phone, and bam.
If you're in Europe. You can download it.
If you're in Europe.
Even the UK doesn't have it yet, and they're in Europe.
I know, it's just mainly, like, the main people, it is.
Makes no sense, but...
Yeah, it says here, that's weird, because the season before it, you know, actually no, it was the season after, you know, Fortnite Mobile got banned, was a Marvel season, and now they're coming back on a Marvel season.
Yeah.
That's really weird. But yeah, you don't have to just play Fortnite and stuff on it. You can play games like
Fall Guys, Rocket League.
Sideswipe, and, you know, Fall Guys, as Ashton just said. So yeah, you could. It says here, Epic knownly, you know, obviously broke Apple's rules with a Fortnite in app payment system. Got kicked off the iOS store. Greedy sons of guns.
Yeah.
It's just 30%. It's not that deep.
I know. Alright. Move on. A gamer sets a world record by hooking up 444 consoles to one TV.
How's that even possible?
Dude, this is a crap ton of HDMI switches, I guess. I don't know.
Ignore. But I seen that because I was looking for topics whenever I was looking for topics for the last two episodes. I was like, what the crap?
Sounds like something I would do.
That is something you would do. It says, that's crazy.
I'll have to do 445.
Break the world record, then you'll get your little thing.
Yeah.
Hang it on your background.
Give me some money.
Heck yeah. It says, Abraham A. Is that AI or AI? Can't tell it's in
AI, I think. Nacer?
Yeah, Nacer is a gamer, who has accomplished a feat that will make anyone who struggled to. Wait, hold up. 444. He has 444 consoles!
Yeah.
I thought you had a lot.
He has to have some duplicates.
Yeah, probably. It says here, it says, this feat will make anyone who struggled to plug in multiple video game consoles to a single TV stare into a AWA and wonder if he has set the Guinness World Record for connecting 444 gaming consoles to a single CD. That's ridiculous. That's actually ridiculous. He says here, the guy is an organette. What the crap? I can't read. Organizational master with probably the best cable management skills the world has ever seen. I wish I had good cable management skills.
I need some good change.
It's not bad. My cable management is actually good.
Mine's not. I don't give a crap, though. I need all my cords running everywhere.
It says here, and how he did it is frankly more impressive than that. The fact that he did it at all. It's a little crazy. It says here, consoles are connected via 30 RCA switchers and at least 12 HDMI switchers.
Yeah.
It says here, I noticed I had a big stack of gaming consoles that I couldn't play. It's Al Nasser. Said, the TV ports are limited, so I had to unplug the existing consoles and add more switches and converters. His solution was to integrate all his consoles through a complex network of switchers to keep track of the vast network. He's got it all mapped out on an Excel spreadsheet on a nearby PC, which helps him identify which switcher was needed to be activated to display a specific console. Said, yes, it's impressive. It's an impressive gaming setup, but Al Nasser says it really functions more as a gaming museum. He has nearly every video game console ever made hooked up to a single giant TV. That's ridiculous.
Imagine how many extension cords and...
Imagine how many cords in general he just has there. Just...
I seen a picture of it. It doesn't actually look that disorganized, but it's still...
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And it says he has a favorite, the Sega Genesis.
Sega
is his favorite of all time. I mean, it's a good console, but it's not my favorite. GameCube's the best of all time, in my opinion.
360 is mine because it's my first console.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's crazy.
444 consoles. That's crazy, dude.
That's ridiculous. Who just randomly decides? Think I'm going to connect 444 consoles to my TV.
I'd rather just have my PC emulate all of those consoles so I don't have the mess.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Where's he put all the... Are they like all the consoles stacked on top of each other?
Some of them are. Like, there's different shelves and some of them are stacked on top of each other.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. That's funny.
Yeah,
I want to look at this. I want to see if I can see the image or not. Oh yeah, I do see it. Literally, he has like console stacked on console stacked on console.
Yeah, you'd have to though. Yeah, well, he's from Saudi Arabia.
Oh, that going? Every console stacked. That's ridiculous.
I didn't see a GameCube, but. It's probably there somewhere.
Look at that.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
All right. That's all the topics we have. though. We appreciate you guys for watching and listening. Watch us live on Kick and YouTube. Follow all of our podcast socials, our Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, our personal Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, our podcast, Instagram, Twitter, Discord, everything but Facebook. Buy our merch on Redbubble, Printify, and TeePublic. Rylan, do you have anything?
Nope. Join our Discord.
Please. Michael,
please. You guys not want a free movie? You guys not want free stuff? Join the Discord. You can get some merch. So it means like a free shirt, beanie, whatever you want. And a gift card or something.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, you'll get to hang out with the community.
Yeah.
I would do it.
I would too.
It's my,
I'm already there.
It's my opinion. Yeah, I'm already there. I wonder why.
I don't know. We appreciate you guys for listening. We'll catch you in the next episode.
Feel about getting Big Fitness Energy and Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.